On air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Hello, I'm Jay Michelle, and this is the news on Expression FM. University of Exeter medical students, along with peers from Cardiff, Bristol and Plymouth, have recently launched a new health research journal. The Inspire Student Health Sciences Research Journal will be produced by a team of students from all four universities in support of the National Inspire Scheme, featuring unique research undertaken by students in the universities, and aims to motivate more aspiring doctors to pursue careers in medical research. The first edition is already available online through the Plymouth University website. A series of faked £10 and £20 notes have allegedly been circulating around and near Exeter. The replicas, taking the form of Scottish and Irish pound notes, have prompted local supermarkets to take additional security measures and perform checks when receiving said note. While no culprit for the origin of these notes have been established thus far, any further information would be appreciated. Yet another killer clown sighting has been made in Exeter. Two nights ago, Jeremy, a student from the University of Exeter, came across yet another one of the Mars clowns just off campus. He suddenly jumped out from the fence side near the city centre, however he was unarmed and reported the clown did not pursue him. In national news, Downing Street has confirmed that MPs will be able to vote on the final Brexit agreement that will be reached between the United Kingdom and the European Union. The previous movement for a vote before Article 50 was triggered was opposed by Theresa May, claiming they were trying to subvert the outcome of June's referendum. This movement is currently the subject of a legal challenge expected to be decided in the Supreme Court about whether or not the government will be able to trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty and begin formal negotiations to leave the EU with or without parliamentary approval. In international news, Security Commissioner Julian King has warned the European Union to prepare for the returning jihadists, stating they are a serious threat that we must prepare ourselves for. With the Iraqi army pressing on Mosul, many fear that jihadists will flee back to their countries of origin around the globe. There are an estimated 2,500 fighters from European countries in the combat zone surrounding the city. With the offensive appearing more and more successful, many fear that even a small number of returning fighters could cause massive jeopardy. I've been Jamie, this is Expression News, and you're up to date.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.